Da da da. Okay, our learning should be, first of all, it's good to see everyone back, Baruch Hashem. I said it again last week, but it should be zocha to be inspired as much as we were in the beginning, the first half of the year, the second half of the year, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so our learning should be the protection of the Jewish people, of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, especially today, Yom HaTzmud, yesterday, Yom HaZikaron. Have all the Jewish people in mind, Baruch Hashem. Parshat Tazria Metzora, a lot to talk about. Not going that deep in quantitatively, but qualitatively, hopefully we're going to touch on the subject of Torah. Someone in this room, not myself, actually texted me this week, what's the best way to get ready for Shlag Bomer and Shavuos, Matan Torah? And I was thinking about different things, and I sent a couple ideas, but then I was thinking about the best way to get ready for Matan Torah and Lag Bomer is by learning Torah. You know, what's the best way to get ready for any procedure? You have to go take your medicine and you have to get ready. That's what the purification is. That's what Shavuos is. So look on time on page one. Page one is from the Divrei Yisrael, Rebbe for this year. Rebbe for ever. Klai Yisrael's Rebbe, but specifically for this year, we're learning Majlis Torah. So the Pasuk says, Zos Torah Hayoledes Lezachar Lenekeva. This is the Torah of the someone who gives birth to a Zachar Nekeva. So I don't give you the Pasuk Divrei. Says, V'im lo simsa yada deiseh. If she doesn't have enough money for a sheep, Lacha Shtei Sora Mishne Bnei Yonah, she should take two turtle doves and two young doves, one for Karban Ola, one for Karban Chatas. Beautiful. Look, seems like a very interesting idea. Let's see what the Majlis says on that. When you have a baby, you have to bring a Karban. That's a Pashup Shot. The lot everyone goes into town, why bring having a baby? The Gemara even asks, why does someone who has a baby have to bring a Karban? The Gemara says, because when a woman's on the birthing table and she's giving birth, she screams out, oh, I'm never going to do this again. Says, as a kapara for that, so she has to bring a karma. We're not going there, because that's very nigla. We're trying to stay a little panemis here. So look inside of page one. It says over here, he quotes his grandfather, Rav Cheskel of Kushmer. And he says, why are we known as Ben Torah? Someone's called a Ben Torah, or a Bas Torah, Bnei Akiva. Right? What's that phrase? So he says over here that Torah is a yoledes. When someone learns Torah, you become a changed person. Zos Torah's yoledes doesn't just refer to someone who gives birth. Zos Torahs Hayoledes. When you learn Torah, you open up a piece of a Mishnah, a little English sefer, a little Gemara, a little Tehillim, whatever it does for you, you become a changed person. You become a Ben Torah. What does a Ben Torah mean? You become a child of the Torah. Look at just the last line because we're running a few minutes late. It says Zos Torahs Hayoledes. Says the Rav Chesed of Kushmir, Ha Torah Hi Aim. The Torah is our mother. The halomda, the one who learns it, who bina shayulato. The one who learns the Torah is the child. Because when a person learns Torah, you become a different person. You become an elevated person. Story that I saw just a few days ago, and one of my favorite, I don't have a lot of gedolim favorite books because it's sometimes very hard to reach. But Rabbi Shlomo Feierfeld was someone who's so special. Never met him before, but he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Shayashiv and just a tremendous Oy of Yisrael. Look at what he said over here. There's a young man in the community who suffered from a dangerous addiction. One of Rav Shlomo's closest Talmidim started to learn with him a few times a week. In time, the Talmud grew very frustrated, because even though the man took their Seder seriously, he was still being destroyed by his addiction. The Talmud shared his aggravation with Rav Shlomo. Says Rav Shlomo, keep the learning and I guarantee you that the other problem will be taking care of it. It's impossible for someone who has a true kesher with Torah to be captive to something so harmful. Kedushas HaTorah and self-destruction are unable to live side by side in one dwelling. And it's just a matter of time until Torah will triumph. Torah has an ability to be able to change a person. So what's the best way to get ready for Lag BaOmer and Shavuos? By learning Torah. Because we know the whole Indian of learning it, it changes a person. And he actually says this, we see this actually in the same passage. If you go to page 2, David Israel quotes in a different Torah. Actually in the Torah right after. So it says, V'yiblo simsa yadu v'lacha shesorm. So if she doesn't have enough money for a sheep, she should bring like a lower level. What's a lower level? 2 turtle doves. Says the Majestor, amazing idea. Sorim here means turtle doves. But what's Torim? Torim is Torah in plural. 2 Torahs. Ratzulomer, that if there's a Jew who's not feeling it as Avodas Hashem. Ratzulomer, nefesh mi Yisrael, asher lo simsa yadav hu bedochei v'oni chalila. He feels pure. He feels impure. He's not doing well in his Avodas Hashem. Ha'etzahi v'lacha shtei sorim. Go take for yourself some Torah. Ha'ine Torah shebechsav, Torah shebalpeh. Very Hasidic way to read the pasuk. No? You're not doing well in your Avodas Hashem? You see your friends are sad? Right, today it was beautiful. We were at Marlins Park and so many schools were there. We were waving the flag. But they're not all waving the flag for the Torah. They're waving the flag because that's their neshama who yearns for that panemius of Torah. There's such a love for Eretz Yisrael. Right, the love for Eretz Yisrael is the same love for Torah. It's all coming from it's a very holy desire. But when a person wants to have a real kesher to their bonus home, it's not just about a flag. It's not just about a homeland. It's about connecting it to something much deeper. So that means with the lom simsa yada, if a Jew's not doing well in their avodas Hashem, the lacha she storim, what happens? Hainish torah shebetav torah shebalpeh, the yukoyim ba kol mekayimus the Torah only sofa lekayim meoisher. He goes to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, says that someone who learns Torah when he's poor, in the end you'll be zochet to learn Torah when you're rich. You learn Torah when you're going through a hard time, then you'll be zochet to what? You'll be able to zochet to learn Torah when you're rich. But it doesn't mean. That doesn't mean economically. That means when you're going through a hard time in your life and you still open up that sefer, or it's the middle of the playoffs and all you want to do right now is be watching the fourth quarter of the Miami Heat game. But we're going to learn Torah. And let's watch the Heat game. Okay, well, we'll see the highlights, whatever it is. Unbelievable. That's what Kedusha is. Torah is a commitment. And that's the Iker way to be able to come closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We know there are three ways. The world stands on three things. On Torah, Avod, Gemilas Chasadim. But at the end of the day, yeah, we know Yaakovino, right? Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Tefillah, Yaakov is Torah. We're going to see on the page 4 in a second that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is his Da'al Amma Shalacha. But if you go to page 3 is Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. I don't think we've ever quoted him before in this setting. Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zatzal, was the main Talmud of Avram Yitzchak Kohen Kuk. So if, he dealt with a lot of this. There was a lot of hate towards the Chilonim, for the Jews who had a very, very spiritual connection to the land, but nothing, no connection to Torah. And they said, we could be from without keeping Torah. And all the Hasidim and everyone pushed these guys away, but Rav Kook and the Memorim, they told him, no, you can. You can find Kiddush in everything, but it's got to be done with the Torah. And they pushed them away, that's why Rav Kook took a lot of heat. That's why a lot of Hasidic Shavelt, they don't learn. They learn Rav Kook, it's a much deeper sugya, it's not for now. But just look at the last paragraph here, because I just wanted to show. Just read these beautiful words. Even if a Jew doesn't realize that you're the chosen nation, and we're talking about Yom HaTzmut today. You think you're just another guy. Like my father said to me when we went to Alabama a few years back, the Alabama played on a Thursday night game, we're Alabama fans. And he said, when we got out of the airport, he said, Ari, we're like everyone else right now. And I turned to him and I said, very respectfully, I love you, Dad. We might be all the Alabama fans. Big controversy with the quarterback. We'll see what happens for this in the fall. But I said, well, no, we have the Torah. Like, we're in today, we're in Mullins Park, all these guys were taking pictures of the dugout, and everyone's like, I want you guys to know, like, you're a Yid, you're a prince, the Torah, Mitzvah, you know what that is? So don't think that you're Enoch Elokum Achas Ben Umos, you're just one of the nations. You might root for the same team, but you're not one of the nations. V'yeshmokum lipitu ha-yetzer. The Yitzhar is going to seduce you. You can't learn Torah in 2018. The Yitzhar is going to say, you know how much tumah there is out there? You know about this tumah on this little thing? Sorry if I scared anyone. You can't learn Torah. 2018. Says Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Taos Muchletes Hizos. This is a terrible mistake. The Adarab, right? The Adarab, just the opposite. How do you know if Adarab means just the opposite? Adarba. Adar, just the opposite. Bizman kaze yosem isugal mechshoram nasalos. Even at the time when there's more tum in the world, everyone thinks that it's the best time to be able to think a Jew can come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ulahasi binokas amki barachle haTorah, to be able to come closer to dafka in Torah. So okay, Gemara's a little hard for you. Okay, so if something's hard for you, just throw it away. No one said you have to learn Gemara 4 hours a day, but to be able to open up a little English mission, a little English safer. He says that at the end of the day, don't think that you're just a stam another Jew. You're just a little. That you were just another person in the world. A person that we have the Holy Torah, and every single one of us is a letter in the Torah. Right? They say from the Noamali Melech, they ask the Noamali Melech, what is more Kedusha? The osius of the Torah or the parchment of the Torah? The Nesiv Shalom exists by Shavuos. So we all think, what is more Kedusha? The letters, Pasha, the letters, the parchment is what's written on it. So he says, no, the parchment is more Kedusha. Why? He says, if you look at the parchment, every letter has its own space. So every letter has its own Kedusha. But the parchment has the Kedusha from all the letters. Parchment has Kedusha from all the letters. Each one of us is another letter. Each one of us is another letter in the Torah. We have to believe in our Chelek in Torah. And so he applies it to really Sfira Somer. He says that every day in Sfira is another letter in the Torah, and Shavuos culminates all. Shavuos is the parchment. But we have to realize that our Chelek in Torah is very special. That's what the Al-Shach says. Saying Chalkeinu B'Sor Secha. What's Chalkeinu? Chalkeinu means Arab, your portion. Don't look at other people that they're learning this quality or this quantity or this chabur or that chabur. No, I'm focusing on my Baruch Hashem. Right now, I'm just trying to learn a little, I'm just trying to go closer to the Baruch Hashem. I'm trying to be a good Jew. Just on the last page, page 4, the Yisra Bracha writes, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, of Chesem Rav, on the first column. It says, Ein ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam ha'eladal ha'mashalacha. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from his people is just keeping the Torah a little bit. Just a little Yishmaim. The Gemara says, "Imsachem imalei Torah lones kaim shalaim ba'aretz." If we didn't, if there wasn't any Torah in the world, right? This isn't just a little thing you learn in first grade. It's a Gemara. If there wasn't any Torah going on in the world would not exist. It's Gemara, straight up Gemara Psachim. You didn't. We're not learning Torah. The world wouldn't exist. And you write over here, the Iker time people to learn Torah is Dafka Shabbos. Keep a Shabbos in the Torah. And he says over there in the left paragraph, he says, "Yir Shemayim." Is Gemachim Matana Tova Bebeis Ginzer, right? He quotes the Gemara that the Chodesh Baruch Hu said that he has a special gift called Shabbos. And Yiras Alokim is Gemachim Shabbos. He says the Iker time able to learn Torah, right? We have these long Shabbos afternoons. How long can you have a Boker Raton Shabbos afternoon meal? Sometimes I'm sitting at these meals for 5 hours talking about who knows what. And I'm turning to my wife and I said, like, gotta get out of here. Baruch Hashem, then we had a kid now, so we don't have to go to these four and a half hour meals, Taka. So if anyone invites us, I apologize, but that's 3 o'clock Mincha, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, be able to realize that every single minute is so precious, especially Shabbos, Torah. So we started off saying at the end of the day, those Torahs Hayoledes, Torah is not just something that from the section of someone who gives birth. No, Torahs Hayoledes, that the Torah is the mother, the Torah is the teacher. We're the children. When someone learns Torah, you become a changed person. That was the story of Shomer Feifeld when he said that when that person was an addict. He said, don't worry, take a little bit, because that Tumah and Tahara are not. The tumah is going to be when he's taken out. It's going to go away. The pasuk says, if a person's not doing well, she doesn't have enough for what? She doesn't have enough for her seh. Things aren't going well in her life. You have to You have to continue Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, a little Rashi, a little Gemara. And it says Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, don't think that in our generation because there's so much Tumma. No, Davka, because there's so much, of the other side telling us not to learn. There's so many distractions. Davka, you know that a Jew could plow through and to be able to realize that Davka, the main time to be able to learn is not only during the week, but Davka Shabbos. To be able to connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So whoever's sitting here, I hope I don't embarrass them. No one knows the Iker way to get ready for Lag Bar Mitzvos by learning Torah a little bit. No one's saying you have to learn Torah for 24 hours. A little bit more Mishnah, a little more Halacha, a little more Chassidus, a little more English, whatever it is. Just a little more. Just one last quick story over here. Once, from Rav Shlomo, when discussions arose about forbidding a certain pursuit in yeshiva, Rav Shlomo firmly expressed his opposition. Right, there was certain, he doesn't say here what it was, but he says we're not forbidding this. He said if the only way we can sell Torah is by rendering everything else usur, then we are bankrupt. He knew that the light of Torah, if taught correctly, would accomplish the job by itself. You don't have to tell everyone this is Tumah, this is Tumah. Wait, let the Torah take upon its light. Let the Torah do its thing. And if you do that, then you'll be zoch to be able to get everything away. So you want to know why people are unhappy? Because they're unhappy with themselves. Their neshama is craving for more. And a Jewish neshama wants Torah. A Jewish neshama wants tefillah. A Jewish neshama wants to be closer to the Bona Shem. Their way to be able to get closer to the Bona Shem is Dafka Torah. Hashem should bless us to be able to gather together for tefillah, for Torah, Bez Hashem, and be able to get ready for Lag B'Yom and Shavuos in the proper way.